at home. It is not enough to attend an out-of-home spiritual gathering at specific intervals. The home itself is an essential element within a nourishing, vibrant, ongoing spiritual practice. Once upon a time, organized religion was depended upon to be the source for spiritual fulfillment. With increasing dissatisfaction being felt within organized religious institutions, the relocation of the spiritual focus to the home, either as the central element or a supportive one, makes sense. Honoring the hearth means honoring your origins, where you come from each day, and where you return each night. Why hearthcraft? The word hearth is of Old English origin, meaning the floor around a fireplace or the lower part of a furnace where molten metal is collected during the smelting process. Throughout the ages, the hearth has come to symbolize domestic comfort and the entire home, perceived as the heart or center of the living space. Therefore, someone who practices hearthcraft is someone whose spiritual practices revolve around the hearth and home, as symbolized by the fireplace and the fire that burns within it. Perhaps a more familiar term, kitchen witch, is used popularly to mean someone who practices magic through cooking, baking, and/or through everyday activity. Hearthcraft differentiates from kitchen witchcraft by primarily emphasizing the spiritual aspect that runs through the practice, as opposed to the primarily magical practice of the kitchen witch. There's more about kitchen witches later in this chapter. Hearthcraft, like other aspects of the house witch's path and other forms of kitchen and green witchcraft, revolves around practicality, with little ritualistic guidelines or necessary formality. Here are some key words to keep in mind when you think about hearthcraft. Simple, practical, family-related, domestic, everyday, household. Keep it simple. The practices suggested in this book are based in simplicity. Here, the word ritual doesn't mean something full-blown and complicated. Instead, it means an intuitive ceremony or something set apart from everyday action by mindfulness and conscious intent. Also, the word magic means the conscious and directed attempt to effect change by combining and directing energy toward a positive goal. The rituals and magical workings included in this book are only guidelines to give you an idea of how you can structure your own hearth-based spiritual practice. Why hearthcraft is so special? Hearthcraft functions on a very basic truth. Living your life is a spiritual act. Having said that, it can be hard to isolate exactly what constitutes spirituality, and, by extension, how to actively support it in the home. What makes hearthcraft so special is that the principles of it dovetail, in fact, are the things you do every day in your home. In essence, this book is designed to help you recognize those things and lend awareness to them so that you can appreciate them all the more. It also offers some ideas on how to enhance those everyday actions and objects in order to facilitate or deepen your experience. What is spiritual to you? Nurturing the spiritual element of the home is key to the path of the hearth-based house witch. How can you do this? The answer depends on how you define spiritual. You've already read some basic definitions, but what is crucial to this practice is defining the term for yourself. Think about these questions. What constitutes a spiritual experience for you? What are the characteristics of a sacred object? What elements of an action render it spiritual? These are huge questions, and the answers will be different for every person who tries to answer them. Attempting to define spiritual can be challenging, frustrating, and faith-testing. You may not be able to say more than, "I just know when something is spiritual," and that's fine. In essence, when you recognize something as spiritual, you acknowledge that something about it moves you or touches you deeply in a very specific way, evoking certain feelings that may be indefinable. Focus your practice. Once you know what kinds of things you find spiritual or what kinds of events or actions evoke that response within yourself, then you may have some idea of where to focus in your practice of home-based spirituality and how to identify or establish everyday activities that can support your spirituality, recognizing and using these spiritual moments to reinforce your